Good evening, everybody. I hope you are having a wonderful weekend and everything is going splendid, even though we are coming out of a Mercury in retrograde. That's my little impromptu survival guide for Mercury in retrograde. I started to do a little bit of research on Mercury going into retrograde just because it seemed like everybody kind of not feared Mercury in retrograde, but expected chaos during it. And knowing that everything has a yin and yang side, I wanted to do a little bit more research on it just to see if there was maybe a more positive side that we were overlooking. So I started with the fact that Mercury goes into retrograde 3 times a year for 3 weeks, and 3 being a divine number in numerology made me extra curious. There can't be all bad in something, right? Like, nothing is all bad or all good, so Mercury has its place and it has its reason. And for anybody who doesn't necessarily know what Mercury in retrograde is, it's just simply when Mercury appears to be moving backwards across our sky. And astrologers and philosophers believe that it affects our behavior. Mercury has been believed to control how we process thoughts and new information, our communication, technology, business, and everything that kind of falls similarly under that category. So when Mercury is in retrograde, naturally those things seem to be out of whack, which is very, very difficult when you're in business, when you rely on technology, trying to communicate. Relationships sometimes feel as though they may be strained. And this is why a lot of people see Mercury in retrograde as a negative thing. But I like to try to think a little bit differently. So when you think about retrograde, a few of the words that kind of came to mind for me was also reflection, rejuvenation, reassessment, restoration. And those aren't necessarily bad things. In fact, these are the things that are on the do's list when Mercury is in retrograde. I feel like Mercury going into retrograde kind of is a gentle reminder to do a little bit of reflection about your life, do a little bit of reassessment, rejuvenation, take care of yourself. Everyone says that this is a bad time to sign contracts, start new relationships, start new business projects, because for some reason when new things are started during Mercury in retrograde, they seem to naturally just fall apart either after Mercury goes out of retrograde or soon after they were started. And sometimes even long term, it just ended up being a terrible idea. And I actually started a horrible job once during Mercury in retrograde. So everyone seems to kind of have their own little weird story of something they tried to start new during retrograde, and for some reason it just didn't work out. This is because I believe when Mercury goes into retrograde, it's a gentle reminder for us to take the time to reflect, rejuvenate, reassess, and restore. And I want to dive a little more into those meanings and what that means, but I like to think of it as that gentle reminder of, hey, slow down, take a second, look at what you're doing, think about your life, think about how everything is turning out, make sure you're going in the right direction. And whether you believe in Mercury going into retrograde affecting you or not, or whether you believe in astrology or any of these philosophies, it's still a good gentle reminder for anyone to slow down and look at their lives and make sure you're headed in the right direction. Make sure you're setting everything up for yourself that you want to. So the first thing I would suggest doing when Mercury goes into retrograde is reflection. And this could be just simply looking back at your life and looking at what's worked and succeeded and what hasn't. in old relationships. What did you like? What did you not like? What could you have done better? What could you look for in a new relationship that you've learned from a past one? In business, what failed? What succeeded? What made you a ton of money and what lost you a ton of money? This is a great time to journal. It's a great time to explore your thoughts, your past feelings, what's happened to you. Kind of just looking back at your life and knowing that the things that happened to you might still affect you and to deal with that. Journaling is a great way. Some people prefer to write music, write poems. Just basically exploring your past and how you feel about it. And kind of reflecting on old emotions, old things. If something hurt you from the past, look back at that. Make sure you don't make those same mistakes again. Another great thing to do during Mercury in retrograde is basic rejuvenation. It's a great time to catch up on sleep, look inward, practice extra self-care. This is a great time to do some face masks, hair masks. Spend a day in bed if you need to. Just let your body rest, relax, take it easy. And if you don't have the time to do that, maybe practice a little extra meditation during this time. Maybe don't go out and meet a bunch of new people or do some network marketing or anything like that in this time. It's a good time to look inward, take care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally. It's a good time just to take a break. Life is already fast moving, fast paced. Everything happens so quickly now and it's constantly going. Mercury in retrograde is just a simple reminder to take care of yourself, because you only get this lifetime that we know of. I mean, for all we know, there's probably hundreds of lifetimes, but you only get one body in this lifetime. You only get one mind in this lifetime. Your spirit is only here for this lifetime, and then you have no idea what comes next, so take care of yourself. You've only got this one body. You're not going to trade it in later on. So take care of yourself. Take that time to rejuvenate. Do some face masks. Do some skin care. Try to be gentle with yourself and be gentle with other people. This is a somewhat sensitive time for communication, so it might be easier to hurt someone's feelings. It might be easier to get upset or frustrated with people right now. So this rejuvenation is so, so important to take that time for yourself to breathe, relax, know that it's okay. Just move through the motions, go with the flow. Everything ebbs and flows, and life will be back to normal very, very soon. Another great one is reassessment. So while you're reflecting, while you're rejuvenating, start to reassess the things that you're reflecting on, the things that you've learned. How have you grown? How are the people around you growing? What is working and isn't working in your life? Maybe there's old relationships that are popping up. Maybe someone's messaging you because they're thinking about you because they can't help it but to kind of reflect on your relationship. And you might have been the coolest person that they know. So it's okay. A lot of people actually get hit up by their exes during Mercury in retrograde, which I think is really, really interesting, because that's happened to me as well a couple of times, always during Mercury in retrograde. And I think whether they're aware of it or not, I believe it affects us. If the moon can affect our tides, who's to say that the other planets can't somewhat affect us? So this is a time where it's good to reassess. Look at the people around you. Look at the world around you. Look at the life that you're creating and the path that you're on. Think about where you really want to go. Is everything in your life right now helping you go in that direction? Are you happy? Is everything really working out how you wanted it to? It's just a good time to reassess jobs, people, relationships, yourself. Make sure you're really aligning with yourself right now. And that can help with the rejuvenation, the meditation, taking care of yourself. You're realigning with yourself emotionally and physically. Quite honestly, this is a good time to even go to the chiropractor and quite literally just realign yourself. Because life is tough, and I think sometimes we forget that we are important. You should be important in your life, and I'm important in my life. I mean, you're never gonna get away from yourself, so take care of yourself. Make sure everything around you is also taking care of you and in your best interest. And along with this, it's restoration. So Mercury in retrograde is a great time to pick up old hobbies. I started painting this past Mercury in retrograde, and I haven't painted since, oh gosh, maybe I was like 7, 8, 9, 10 at the latest. I used to paint all the time. I was in art classes and I loved it. I really loved it. And I wasn't bad at it. And it was fun and it was relaxing. And I still have my old artwork up in my house, but for some reason I stopped painting for years. And finally, I started painting again. I picked up an old hobby. I restored that skill that I had. Wasn't like a crazy skill, but it was still like, it was something that I used to love to do. And so I got to do that again. It's a great time to revisit old projects. If you're a songwriter and you've just been sitting on this song for months, and you've kind of ignored it, kind of forgotten about it. Maybe you're too busy for your creative aspirations. Maybe you're too busy to revisit that yoga class that you used to go to that you actually loved, but work and friends and everything else got in the way. This is a perfect time to revisit that. Restore old relationships. If you're kind of losing touch with a friend, or maybe you haven't spent one-on-one time with a parent yet in a long time. I know that there's a lot of kids off in college and a lot of kids who grow up and have their own families and you kind of forget about your parents, but hopefully they still love you. They still want to hear from you. It's a good time to reach out to people who mean something to you in your life and just kind of restore old hobbies, old relationships, old projects that you never got around to finishing. So now that you've looked at your past, you've realigned with yourself, you've reassessed what's going on and what aligns with you in the now, it's a perfect time to restore anything that you don't want lost. Maybe there are friendships that might need a little more attention. You still see them, you still hang out with them, but it's a good time to reaffirm that affection for that person. Maybe you're in a relationship and you've both been busy recently, and you don't really get to talk very much, and this is a great time to just kind of rekindle that, make sure that everybody knows, especially in a time where communication might be a little off. It's a good time to just reaffirm, like, hey, I love you. I care about you. I still want you in my life. I'm sorry that things are a little weird right now, or I've been a little MIA, and I'm reaching back out because I care. And show people that you appreciate them. This is a great time to also back up your devices, because technology has a habit of being on the fritz during Mercury in retrograde. So if you haven't yet, back up your laptop, back up your phone, make sure that everything is safe just in case. It's something that not a lot of people remember to do, so even if you don't believe in the whole Mercury in retrograde thing, it's still a gentle reminder to, hey, if you haven't saved those photos that you really want from that one trip, this is probably a good time to do it. I have a little I have a little list of do's and don'ts for retrograde. On my do's list, I have journal, write, create, pick up old projects, self-care, physical, mental, emotional, reflection, understanding, look back at your past, Recognize what's working, not working. Back up your electronics. Meditate. Try to stay calm. Reconnect with old friends. Revisit old memories, hobbies, talents, little pleasures. And on my don'ts list, I have don't start new relationships. Just because Mercury in retrograde is a reminder to look back at things, to reevaluate, not to start anything new. Don't sign any new contracts. Don't start any new business adventures or projects. Don't rely solely on your technology. It's also a great reminder to put your phone down for a little while. Go take a walk outside without your phone, which is terrifying to a lot of people. Don't do this if it's late at night, of course. Especially if you are a young female, don't go walking around late at night without your phone. I mean, in the middle of the day, on your day off, go to the park with your dog and just hang out, read a book. I do that with Samantha, my dog, and we just go to the park. I leave my phone at home. I read, just relax, get some sunlight. It helps. It makes life nice. Getting a little bit of sun, getting out in the fresh air, putting your feet in the grass is actually known to help reduce depression. and it helps. along with all of this, meeting a bunch of new people is also on the do not list with Mercury in retrograde. Going out and doing all this network marketing and going to a bunch of parties and stuff like that with communication and technology and everyone being a little bit off, tensions can be high. This is the time where people are more likely to get into bar fights, for there to be weird things that happen. Maybe your Uber isn't working and now you can't get home. It's just odd things always seem to happen when Mercury's in retrograde. It's not the time to go out. It is the time to stay home and take care of yourself, to journal. I know it sounds lame and square, but whatever. I like it. It's fun. It actually really... I know it sounds lame to stay home and burn sage or burn incense and to journal instead of going out with your friends, but once in a while, it's really needed. It also says not to send a ton of texts and emails and to do a bunch of reach out just because Mercury in retrograde has a habit of you accidentally sending an email to someone you didn't mean to send it to. Text spell check gets weird. Everything gets messed up. And then no risks, no brand new creative projects, no meetups. Take it easy. Be on your own. Relax. And learn to enjoy Mercury in retrograde. Know that everything has its place, everything has its reason, and honestly, I'm thankful that the world works like that. Gives me something to rely on, helps me look at the bright side of everything. I like to believe that there's a yin to every yang. Even when a situation feels terrible or it feels like it's all bad, there really is something good that can still come out of it, and yeah, I guess that's really it. Just wanted to do a quick little short survival guide with some fun little things that I learned while researching Mercury in retrograde and wanted to share it with you. So hopefully we can survive Mercury in retrograde together. All right, talk soon. Okay, bye.